Erev Tov, Shavua Tov, Rabotai. Okay, quick recap of yesterday because today's disclaimer. Today's daf is going to be a roller coaster ride. So buckle up, secure your harnesses because it's going to be one of those. So, maybe that one. It's a little chilly outside, so I don't want to scare anybody away. Yeah, no, you don't want to cryogenically freeze anybody either. So now, as follows. We have yesterday the Mishnah. What was the Mishnah's example of Yadot? Tell me the Mishnah again. What did the Mishnah say? Mudrani mimcha, mufreshani mimcha, meruchakani mimcha, she'ani ochel lecha, she'ani to'aim lecha. Yeah, asur. That was what? An example of Yadot Nidarim. Come Shmuel. Shmuel came on the scene yesterday, and what did he say? The davka, when you did them both together, but one without the other, mudrani mimcha is garnished. The Gemara asked a bunch of questions on Shmuel that can't be. Why? Because we have two baraitot meforashot that say that either one is osir. So it ends off, the Gemara changes course. And the Gemara says, no. Really what? Mudrani mimcha, meruchakani mimcha does work. Yes, it is osir. So what's the difference between mudrani mimcha alone and versus mudrani mimcha sheni ochal lecha? What's the difference? Mudrani mimcha, which is worse? Meaning what? Mudrani mimcha is oser, both of them. Mudrani mimcha sheni ochal lecha is oser, only the speaker. Terms, Rabotai, terms that you have to understand and know well. There is madir and mudar. Madir is the one who speaks the nedir. Mudar is what?
Spoken
the recipient of the neder, the one who the neder is spoken to. We're going to encounter these terms over here. Now, that being said, so right now, State of the Union, if you, and Be'emet, the Gemara coupled that with the Raya from Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, who says that Be'emet, if you say, Mudrani Mimcha, Shnehem Asurim, so right now, State of the Union, where are we holding with Shmuel? Shmuel holds what? Mudrani Mimcha?
Both
Asur. Mudrani Mimcha Shani Ochal Lecha? That's a yad and what?
No,
mudrani mimcha sheni ochal lecha is a yad.
The whole sentence?
Yes, they're both yadayim. One is a yad to both of them, and one of them is what? Now, if you remember, what was the Ran's explanation yesterday for why? You see, sometimes you get a fresh start on the daf. Sometimes you don't. Tonight is one of the nights that you don't. So now listen carefully. Why did the Ran say that mudrani mimcha alone asers both of them?
Why else would he say? Why else would he said it? What he said? He starts up the sentence.
So, no, he just said two words. Mudrani mimcha. Boom. Very chamur. They're both asur. Why?
In seven tradition.
Oh, says the Ran. Mimcha means what? I and my possessions are asur to you. So me being asur to you is simple. But how can my possessions be asur to you? My possessions can never have any hana'a from you. Perforce, if he means to drag in his possessions into the conversation, must be what? I will be asur to you. And what does it mean my possessions are asur to you? That you should be asur to my possessions. Which means what? Perforce, how are we supposed to extrapolate his words?
Both ways.
Both ways. Mudrani mimcha. Otpam, say it over. How does mudrani mimcha mean both? Mean both of them. I just said, I am mudrani from you. What does that mean?
The word is himself and possession.
Oh.
Myself and my possession.
Now, what is my possessions can never have any hana'a from you because?
Objects, right?
Huh? No, because possessions are inanimate. They can never, even if they wanted to, they can't party with you. And therefore what? When mimcha means me and my possessions, what does that mean? I am asur to you and your possessions, and you are asur to me and my possessions. That's what he meant. Verstehst? Tov. Asks the Gemara Tanan, third line from the top. This was all yesterday's daf, Rabotai. All yesterday. We didn't even touch today. Yeah, that's very encouraging. Says the Gemara Tanan, Hareni alecha cherim. It's a Mishnah later on Daf Tezayin. If a person says, I am cherem to you, hamudar asur, aval hamadir, aval madir, la, which means what? If I say, I am, here, Nathan, let's say, I am cherem to you. What's the halacha? You're asur to me, but what's the, you're the mudar, remember? I'm what?
Madir.
You are mudar. The halacha is mudar is asur to me, but I am mutar to him. Hey, wait a second. If I said, harini alecha, alecha means what? You, according to what we explained just now, means you and your possessions. So if it means you and your possessions, it shouldn't only be one way, it should be
whatever.
Both ways. What's pshat? says the Gemara, Kigon de Parish ve'at alayla. You're right. If I just said hareni alecha cherem, it's both ways. What does that mean? How do we get out of me being asur? Ve'at meaning you to me asur. Ve'at alayla, which means I would have to add in the words that you should not be to me, and that's the only way. The Mishnah over there means that it's only one way. Says the Gemara, okay, let's see. The next part of the Mishnah, at alai chirim, if I tell the guy, you are chirim to me, han noder in madir is the same thing. Han noder asur, aval mudar la. I am if I say to Nathan, you are chirim to me, I am asur to him, he's mutar to me. Hey, wait a second, when I say me means what?
Me and my possessions.
Me and my possessions, so it should be both ways. Says the Gemara once again, what okimta, how are we supposed to limit the situation? Kigon de parish ve'ana alach la. What did he have to add in? That I am not asur to you. Aval stamamai, what's the alacha? In both of these cases, were he not, which means, what are both of these cases? If I say, I am chirim to you, or you are chirim to me, and I didn't add in, not me to you and not you to me, if I didn't add in that second piece, what would the stam be? What's the default? My shnehen asurim. Both of them would be asur because of what we explained before, that this lashon creates a two-way street. He says, Hamida katani sefa. If you look at the end of that Mishnah, the Mishnah says, Hareni alecha ve'at alai shnehem asurin. The end of the Mishnah. How many combinations did we have so far in the Mishnah?
Two.
No. The Mishnah. The Mishnah that we just said in the Tzayin, Tanan. How many combinations? Hareni alecha chirim. Hare ata alai chirim. That's two. Okay. So we said, okay, minastam, it's both, but you had to have added in at alai lo, or whatever. The last piece of the Mishnah is the third case. What? Hareni alecha ve'ata alai chirim. Which means, what's the third case? That he did both. They're both asur. Hey, wait a second. What can you infer? Only in that case will both be asur. But if you didn't say that, what would be the alecha? It's only one way. Hadenu, huh?
If you go that way, it's not the other anymore. Made a complete statement.
That's,
you to me, I'm to
which means that if the Mishnah says that only in a complete double-sided statement, both of them are going to be asur, what can you infer from that? That a sentence fragment only going one way, what's going to be the halacha?
Only
one way asur, not like we've been saying until now. Says the Gemara, hadin hu dishneim asurim. Only in this case are both asur, hastama, but by default, without specifying, hu asur, v'chaver mutar. It's only going to be asur, the one-sided, what you spoke about, but the chaver will be mutar. So what do we see? That what we understood until now in Shmuel's rationale to be, and we supported that from Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, that when you just say mudrani mimcha, it's automatically both ways. This Mishnah seems to negate that. That cannot be. Rather, what are we going to have to do? We're going to have to recalculate Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, and thus Shmuel, and that's what the Gemara is going to start doing now. Before we do that, let's just, right now we're still in question. We're still in question form. Soon we're going to get to the answer. Let's see the Ran to break this down a little bit. Says the Ran on the top, Tnan, Harini alecha chirim, hamudar asur aval madir la. That's the second Ran. V'amai, nema de alecha nami kolel chavero. Alecha means the friend also, unchasav, and his property. V'kivan sheken af madir litzar. The madir, the one making the nedir, should also be asur. If that's not what it means, my friend's possessions can never have hana'a for me. At alaych erim hanoder asur, aval mudar la ve'amai. Same question the other way. Nema de alay kolen nami atzmon chasav. Alay means what? My person and my possessions. Velitzar mudar deila nichsed ide la v'nei tanuyem mineninu. My property doesn't have hana'a from the guy. So right now, State of the Union, based on this Mishnah, which corner are we now backed into? What's the Gemara's problem right now?
You have
we had a premise. What premise did we have, and why is that called into question?
That it's only one way.
What was the premise? Right, the premise was that according to Shmuel, at this stage in the Gemara, Shmuel understood the Gemara, Mudrani mimcha shani ochal lecha is one way. That's Yadot. But otherwise, Mudrani mimcha alone is both ways, because it means you and your possessions, and works both ways. How's that premise called into question? And by the way, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina actually says that. Like that premise, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina understands. Why is that called into question? Because of the Mishnah, that sounds like what? It's not true. That minastam, unless you say it, sounds like what? Only one's asur and the other's mutar. Says the Gemara, recalculate. Yeah. Even though you're a lawyer, not everything has to be clauses. As of the clauses of Shav. Now he says, tomorrow you'll see enough clauses. Now he says, yeah, weiter. Everything's clauses and, yeah, clauses. Weiter.
I know.
Enough with the clauses. Now he says, Bekitzur, says the Gemara as follows, Ela hachi itmar, the Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. You know how we have to, until now we understood Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, who explained Shmuel also as both of them being Asur, says the Gemara, we have to recalculate what he said. Ela hachi itmar, the Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. You know what Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina really meant to say, and it's going to reflect directly on Shmuel. Mudar ani lecha shenehem asurin. Mudrani hemecha hu asur v'chavero mutar. Stop. There's hemecha is the same thing as mimecha. Okay, same thing. One is a little bit more Aramaicized. Hemecha and mimecha is the same thing. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina says, I still stand behind what I said. When are both asur? When I said mudrani lecha. I am mudar to you. Mudrani lecha, you can understand two ways. Lecha means from having hana'ah from you, and it can also mean my property is asur lecha as well. So mudrani lecha, if I said the word mudrani lecha, says Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, what? Be'emet? Two-way street. But what if I said mudrani hemecha or mudrani mimcha? What does that mean? Only
one way.
One way, which means what? I am asur to you, but you are still mutar to me. Yofi, mitzuyan. So we're still okay. Says the Gemara, not so fast. One second, says the Gemara.
והמתניתים דקטנה המרחה, והוקימנה למתניתים לשמואל בכולן עד שיומר שאני טועם לך ושאני אוכל לך הוא דאסור וחברו מותר. אבל במודרני המרחה, שניהם אסורים.
Says the Gemara, what you just said can't be right. Go back to the Mishnah for a second. Look at the Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say? Does the Mishnah say, no, our Mishnah on Bet. Does the Mishnah say mimecha or does it say lecha? Go back to the Mishnah, take a look.
Mimecha.
Hemecha and mimecha are the same.
Boom!
It says mimecha in the Mishnah. Which means, according to this argument, what should it... Now, what did Shmuel, according to our current understanding of Shmuel in the Mishnah, what did he say? The only time it works only one way as yadot is when you finish mimecha with what? Shani ochal lecha. But if you didn't finish... Even that sentence fragment should do both ways. Right. And what's the Mishnah talking about? Mimecha, according to what Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina just explained, mimecha only works one way. Yeah, the only way to make it work two ways is lecha. That's not what the Mishnah says, or at least that's not the way Shmuel, who's really interpreting the Mishnah, says it. The Mishnah's language is mimecha. So therefore, scratch that explanation. Says the Gemara, that's out the window. What do we try to say now, and why didn't it work?
Shmuel said if you say lecha, then that's a
problem. But I gave an answer now. What? We're going to try to save face. What's the case where it's two ways?
When it's lecha, it's two ways. Good. When it's mimecha, it's one way.
Okay.
So the Gemara says, no, it doesn't work, because the Mishnah's example is with mimecha.
And
Shmuel is saying that that's...
And what does Shmuel say on the Mishnah?
That's two ways, if you only say...
Well, I mean, the way to make mimecha one way is by finishing off... Shani ochel lecha, Hashem to'aim lecha. But otherwise, if you didn't finish off that way,
it's
the first fragment in the Mishnah, Mudrani mimcha,
is one way.
Is two ways. Is going
no,
to be...
The Mastana is...
No. Right now, understanding Shmuel, that if you didn't finish off Mudrani mimcha, what would be the halacha? It would work both ways. And that's exactly the opposite of the way we wanted to amend lecha. Right on time, Shlomo. Now he says, that being said... So we're back to square one. Who's on the hot seat here?
Shmuel.
Shmuel, and by extension, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. stop. So now we're still in the question stage. Let's stop and see the run and come back to the answer. Says Rashi. Yeah? Takshiv. Says Rashi. Run. Oh, I got to get that out of my system. Now he says, Ela hachi itmar. It's hard, it's hard. By the way, I miss him. You know, miss Rashi? I mean, the run is wonderful, but Rashi is Rashi. You know what I'm saying? You miss him. The run is a totally different style. I love it. It's very in depth and stuff. But you know, we build a dependence for Rashi. Lo kacha? Vavadai. Now we have Rashi withdrawal syndrome. Yeah, RWS. Now he says Vayter. It's another Jewish disease together with IBS. Anyway, Bekitzur, so he says like this. They call, by the way, doctors call IBS the Jewish disease.
What is it?
Irritable bowel syndrome. Huh. Anyway, Bekitzur. Every Jew has it. I don't know what
it's...
Huh?
It's a chilling syndrome.
That's it. Now, he says, I had a goyish doctor one time I visited. And I had a goyish doctor one time and I asked him about IBS, whatever. He's like, you must be Jewish. I'm like, okay, go ahead. Yeah, anyway. Says the Ran, Elach itmar amar b'yoseb rabbi chanina mudran ilecha shnehem asurim dilecha, in quotation marks, mashma, lecha, klomar, nechasai asurim lecha, umashma, mishel lecha, that I shouldn't be able to use your stuff. Mashen ken behemecha, which is mimecha, de la mashmachi. V'nir'a be'aynai, dachi perusha. What does this mean, says the Ran? He explains further. The Kasal Kadatach, you can see the Ran elaborates very much. He explains a lot, all the background information. The Kasal Kadatach, what do we think? How is Shmuel understanding the Mishnah? It only says Asur once in the Mishnah, as opposed to what? The Baraitot from yesterday that said Asur, Asur. Our Mishnah just says Asur once. What does that mean? Vaday chada katane. It only meant for one isur. Vekevan de chada katane, since it only says it once, al kurchi chemach, deresha lav davka. When it says chemach and deresha, it doesn't mean davka. Dehu adin bilcha. It can mean the same thing by lecha. Vekevan de mseyem milte ve'amar, shani ochel, afilu yamal lecha, lama shma de shnei masurim. Even if you said lecha, as long as you ended off with shani ochel lecha, mudrani lecha, or mimecha, as long as you finished off, שאני אוכל לך, it means what? One way. אלא דהו אסור וחברו מותר. ומשום הכי כאמר שמואל, now that we're telling me that in order to make it one way, you got to finish off the sentence. What does that tell you about not finishing off? ומשום הכי כאמר שמואל, היי דקטנה תנה, דבמודרני בן דאמר המך, בן שאמר לך, הוא אסור וחברו מותר, דווקא כשאמר שאני אוכל ושאני טועם, אבל... If you didn't say that, then himecha and lecha are not the same. The belecha shnei masurim, that lecha is going to be both. To which the Gemara rebuffs this understanding from the Mishnah itself. How so? Next round, the hamatnitin himecha katane. What does our Mishnah say? Lecha or mimecha? Mimecha. Klomar deashas la nichale beachi. The shas is not okay with this explanation of the Mishnah. Deamat nitin hemecha tenan. Our Mishnah says hemecha, which is mimecha. Ve'af al gav devaday kushta ka'amar Shmuel. Deltana deamat nitin lashani leben hemecha ulcha. Kivan demseim basheani ochel lecha. You're right. The Gemara says the way Shmuel understood the Tana, that whether you use the word lecha or mimecha, if you finished off with shani ochel lecha, it's only one way. That, the Gemara says, Shmuel, you're right. That is a correct understanding of the Tanah of the Mishnah. Where are you incorrect? Lahava leli Shmuel esatume milte demashma dekaya lishna de Tanah Tanah behedya dehainu hemecha velomar dishne masurim. Shmuel, you shouldn't have left it open-ended as if to say that even if you just use the language of the Tanah of the Mishnah alone without finishing, which is hemecha or mimecha, they'll both be asur. Because that's not true. The only sentence fragment that you can use to make them both asur is when you use the word lecha, not mimecha. Rabotai.
Yeah.
Now he says, Kach nir'a bi'aynai. This is the way to understand the Gemara's question. So State of the Union, we're back, Shmuel, we have a problem with understanding his interpretation of the Mishnah. Now we're going to try again. Yeah? Now, says the Gemara Vayter, Yeah, Rabotayim, kol hakoach. Sunday's a tough day. The Zohar HaKadosh says that on Sunday there's Yiridat HaMochin. When you have such a drop on Shabbat, you have a real spiritual high. And we'll say Shabbat and Sunday, you have, it's like, you know those huge drops in Six Flags? It's like when your stomach stays there forever. you know, for that's exactly what Sunday does to the neshama. That's that, the Zohar HaKadosh says. Nevertheless, the only way to restore that feeling of Kedusha is only to fill it with Torah. Anything else, going out for breakfast, going out for dinner, that's shtusin, that doesn't help. Everything else that's nice, having a bagel on Sunday morning is great, but it does nothing to get your brain back. Yeah, your neshama back to place. Only learning. Now, Weiter, you have what I'm saying? It's a big zach. The Zohar HaKadosh calls it two things. Either Yiridata Mochin or Katnuta Mochin, which means lessening or limitation. Mochin is different. It's not the real brain, but it's the way we perceive the neshama in the brain. So it gets smaller because it gets, you know, when a person's small, it means he's sad or afraid or whatever. So that's what happens to the neshama on Motzei Shabbat. We try to revive it a little bit with Besamim, but it only does a little bit. The real way to revive the neshama is with Torah. That's all there is. Says the Gemara Weiter. So now we need to recalculate Shmuel again. Says the Gemara Ela. Ela me'ikara di Shmuel hachi itmar. You know what Shmuel meant to say before? We were saying, how are we distinguishing between Shmuel finishing the sentence and not finishing the sentence? Until now, how are we distinguishing? One way or two way. Nachon? Says the Gemara, scrap that. We're no longer in one way or two way zone. We're going to have to find another chiluk, right? Because why does Shmuel have to find the chiluk between the two languages? Because the way the Mishnah, that was Shmuel's vart. The Mishnah set up a full sentence. Shmuel came and said what? Well, when you say the full sentence, X. But if you only say the sentence fragment, then Y. What was that chiluk? Originally, well, let's put originally. Until now we thought what? One way or two ways. We've disproved that a bunch of times already. Now the Gemara says, well, there must be a different chiluk between X and Y. What is that? Says the Gemara. Elam ha'ikara di Shmuel achitmar. Rather, you have to understand Shmuel to begin with a different way. Ta'ama de'amar sheni ochal lecha, sheni ochel lecha, sheni to'im lecha, hu de'en hu asur ela be'achila. Hamudrani mimcha asur afilu behana'a. Really, says Shmuel, it's always a one way. It's never a two way. It's always one way. On whom? On the Noder. Yeah, depending on what he says. Or, I mean, not on the Noder, for the guy, for the Mudar. It's not one way, two ways. What's the Chiluk? If I finish off the sentence and I say, Mudrani mimcha, shani ochel lecha, then I am only asur to eat from him. But if I don't finish the sentence and I say just Mudrani mimcha, it's not just eating, I'm asur for all hana'ot, any kinds of benefit. Verstehst? Now, same thing. Which is more chamur?
Just mudrani.
Finishing or the fragment?
Fragment.
Oh, now, so same style as before, just a different chiluk. Until now, what have we seen? The fragment is more chamur. It's one way, two way. We knocked that off. What is it now?
Now it's what is the sort to you?
Well, oh, if sentence, full sentence, just eating, right? Shani ochel lecha, shani to'em lecha. But sentence fragment is all hana'ot. Okay, huh?
Shani ochel lecha will be only for eating.
Yes.
Mudrani mimcha, shani mimcha,
ochel mimcha
will be also only for eating.
Correct. So whereas mudrani alone, mudrani mimcha,
all hanaot. Do we know what the halakha would be with what would Shmuel hold? It's on both ways, one way, or
it's not. It's as of this stage in the Gemara, it's not both ways. It's only one way. Says the Gemara, that's also problematic. Let's see. Says the Gemara, ihachi lema Shmuel achi ve'im lo amar. You have to, the Bach takes out the word ela. Vim lo amar shani ochal lecha v'shani to'im lecha en asur ela ba'achila. Whoa, there's a problem with Shmuel's verbiage. What did Shmuel say on the Mishnah? The words of Shmuel on yesterday's daf were amar Shmuel b'chulan ad she'omar shani ochel lecha. Until he says shani ochel lecha, which sounds like what? That there was nothing. Mudrani lecha was nothing until he said shani ochel lecha. The way we just set it up now. Is that the case?
No.
Mapitom. Without saying Shani Ochel Lecha is what? Is more chamur. And when you say Shani Ochel Lecha, you mitigate it. So therefore what? He shouldn't have said, Ad Shiomar Shani Ochel Lecha, which sounds like nothing happens until you say that. That's not the case. If you want to say that it's mitigated by Shani Ochel Lecha, what do you have to say? Mudrani Mimcha Asur, Ve'im Amar Shani Ochel Lecha. Then what? Then you shrunk the Isur. Doesn't sound like that. So once again, from Shmuel's language, we see that the pshat that we just gave is a big fat garnish.
I can't say. Yeah.
same as Ela and Ken?
No. No.
Ashermar.
What does Ad mean?
Meaning
before that until meaning before that, what happened? No. No. Ad means that it takes effect when you say whatever. Which means what? That until you say whatever, nothing happened. And that's not the case. It's exactly the opposite. Says the Gemara, that's gone too. You see the resilience of the Gemara? You know what resilient means? Always comes back for more. Always, always. Never stops. Never stops. Says the Gemara. Okay, so now let's see with the runs many times, just in order to get clarity on the thing, I like to say, you know, the whole pieces, but over here sometimes we have to break it down into smaller bites to get the whole picture. Says the Ran. Ela me'ikara dishmuel achi itmar. Aval mudrani mimecha asur afilo behana'a klomar. The yadaim she'en mochichot havian yadaim. That really, even yadaim she'en mochichot, which means that it's yadaim, but it's not so mochiach, which means it's not so,
clear.
It's not so clear, still works. Umishumachi asur afilo behana'a. Hachi garsinan says the Gemara, that can't be. Yahachi lema shmuel hachi. אם לא אמר שאני אוכל לך, אסור אפילו בהנאה. כלומר, הכי כאמר שמואל עד שיאמר. דמשמע די לא אמר, אחי, למצר. It sounds like if you didn't say, you're not אסור. In the run. עד רבה, towards the bottom of the run. עד רבה, אם לא אמר, אחי, מצר תפה. You're even more אסור. ואבל אלף הרושה הוא לממר, אחי, you should have said that. ובדין הוא, says the run, really, דלעל נמי ככאמרנן, דממודרני לחודי שניהם אסורים, דבל אלה כשויחי. We could have asked this on the step of the Gemara before. אלא דעדיף אמינה כשלה, לומר דעיקר דינה לתה. We want to ask a better question that it's not even true. ויקה נוסח אחרין, האחה ולמחוברה. Which means there's another נוסח over here in the Gemara, I don't even get into it. Shlomo, what's the state of the union right now? Who's on the hot seat and why?
Because the way it explained the Mishnah is that it said that
Well, the new pshat of Shmuel that we have in the Mishnah now is what?
Unless he finishes the sentence, there's no neder at all.
No, the whole thing is asur.
Oh, over here. The one that says that if he didn't finish the sentence, he is asur for everything.
All hana'ot.
But if he finished the sentence, it's only for whatever he mentioned.
Good.
But
says the Gemara.
The way he explained to us before.
Well, the words he used.
Ad sheyomar.
No.
And it sounds like nothing is mudar until he actually finishes the sentence.
If it. Therefore, says the Gemara, we have to recalculate Shmuel again. Now, we're going to not only recalculate, but we're going to go back to Chadesh Yamenu Kekedem, to the very first pshat we ever had in Shmuel, and that was rebuffed yesterday. The Gemara says, well, you pushed me enough against the wall, I must revisit it. What was the very first pshat we had in Shmuel yesterday? That Mudrani Mimcha alone is?
Nice.
Is nothing. As yesterday, we had questions on it from the Baraito. The very first pshat in Shmuel we had yesterday is that Mudrani Mimcha alone is nothing until you say
Shani
Ochel Lecha Shani To'em Lecha. Hey, we had a bunch of questions on that from the Baraita that sounds like Mudrani Mimcha alone is something. Says the Gemara, I'll tell you why I want to revisit that pshat. Says the Gemara.
The problem with that was that two times asur.
Yeah. Plus the other.
So now we need to say something that will fit.
Yefe, takshiv. Says the Gemara. Here. Ela, hachi itmar. Rather, how you going to have to understand Shmuel? Ta'ama de'amar shani ochil lechav shani to'im lechahu de'asur. You know when he's asur, you know why? When he finished the sentence. But if you just said the fragment, if you just said mudrani mimcha, aval amar mudrani hemecha, la mashma. דאמר אסור, מי טעמה? מודרה ממך, לא משתעינה בהדך משמע. מופרשני ממך, דלה עביד נעימך מסע ומתן משמע. מרוחקני ממך, דלה כאמנה בדל לדעמות דילך משמע. Which means, now we're changing course. Until now we thought that Shmuel was on the side of the fence, that ידיים שאין מוכיחות, unclear ידיים, are do work. Now the Gemara says no. It seems like Shmuel now holds that yadaim she'enan mochichot, unclear yadaim, don't work. And therefore what? You know why Shmuel will hold that you're only asur to eat when you finish the sentence and you say she'ani ochel lecha? Because otherwise, if you just say mudrani mimcha, it doesn't necessarily mean you're asur to have hana'ah. You know what else it could mean? The word, just the connotation of the word mudrani mimcha means
I'm not going to talk to you. Mufreshani mimcha means the connotation of that is that I'm not going to do business with you. Miruchakani mimcha, connotation of the word might just be that I'm not going to stand in your four amot, which means, and what? But not that I'm asur to have any hana'a from you. That being said, since you can understand mudran mimcha either to mean isur behana'a or to mean one of these other connotations, what does Shmuel say if you have multiple connotations or multiple interpretations of ayad, according to this stage of the Gemara, what is Shmuel going to say?
Lenient.
Not only lenient, nothing. Nothing, and therefore what?
Not even the. I will not talk to you.
Machloket Rishonim. That's a Machloket Rishonim between the Rambam and the Ran. Let's understand, like the Ran right now. The Ran brings that to Pshatim that it's nothing. That's why he says, Ad Shiyomar Shan Yochel Lecha. Let's understand Pshata Pashut that because there's multiple connotations, Shmuel really holds it.
Nothing
until you finish the sentence and say Shan Yochel Lecha and make it an actual clear Yav.
What about what we said yesterday? The proofs yesterday we said the
same. What about the proofs from yesterday? What were the proofs from yesterday? Baraitot, yafeh, says the Ran, we're going to see in a moment, whether or not yadayim she'enan mochichot, work or not, is machloket tanaim. Shmuel has a very easy way out from the baraitot. The baraitot that say, yeah, hold like the tanaim that say that they are. And what does Shmuel himself say? Get off my back. I hold like the tanaim that it's not. Period. That end of story.
So that means the Mishnah and the Braita that we brought yesterday don't...
No, he explained. Shmuel pulls the Mishnah in his way and he says, don't ask me from the Braita because they held like the other Tanayim. Get off my back. Finished.
It just came.
Too bad. Now, weiter.
So right now we're saying that because of all of the questions...
Can you imagine you get the Shammai after 120 years and Hashem says, no, tagid. He said, well, I just got here, Hashem. No, yeah, okay.
So, Shmuel goes back to the first explanation that Name he said by explaining the Mishnah, which saying that if he did not finish the sentence, there is no neder at all.
Yeah.
And there is a neder only if he finishes the sentence by saying
Yafeh, because that makes it what? What's the term that finishing the sentence makes it? Yadayim mochichot. But without finishing the sentence, it's yadayim she'enan mochichot. Unclear. Continue.
If he only said Mudrani Mimcha, there is a different meaning that we can explain that it means I will not talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
And if he said Mufrashani Mimcha, maybe he means that he will not do business with him.
Mm-hmm.
And Meruchakani Mimcha means maybe he means I will not be in your foramot.
Okay, and since it's 50-50 what these words can be interpreted as...
So we're saying it's nothing. Without finishing the sentence, there is no neder.
Or, that's according to some Rishonim, and according to other Rishonim, it means this, at least this, but certainly not Isur Be'ana'a. But right now, what's the most significant thing of this whole thing? What do we do to Shmuel now? We took him to the other side of the machloket. We took him to the other side. Now Shmuel holds it. What about Yadayim She'enan Mochichot? It
means nothing.
That they don't work. Until now, we thought that Shmuel holds Yadayim Mochichot. Now, we just made him change his allegiance because of all the questions. Verstehst?
Yeah.
Let's see the room. Yeah. Family Baba! Let's go. Now he says... I love these weeks in Gretnik. It's party time because the national hero for all Persian Jews is Avraham Avinu. I don't know why, but that's like their hero. Of all of the Avot, of all the Tzadikei Adorot, they have like this special connection with Avraham Avinu. And so you have Parashat, Lech Lecha, Vayera, Chayesara, where Avraham Avinu is on the scene a lot. So all of the question, I get this like all the time. I'm giving a shiur on Basar B'Chalav. Rabbi, I have a question. Why Avraham, he live in a tent, not a house? Couldn't have all these interesting like. Why Avraham bring Arabs? They're bad people. You know all these. All you know that he's laughing. I asked this question 70 years, nobody answered. You know, like he's only alive for 60, but.
Many times,
these every time they read the parasha again, the cycle starts again. These like dormant brain cells in their brain come back to life every time they hear.
That's why we do it every year. That's what we do.
I know, but it's funny. And then like, and I asked like a million people, and if you can't answer me, you're not a rabbi. You know, like I love that. I love, but it's so on topic. Don't forget, you know, Basar B'Chalav. Huh? Yeah, I love it. Anyway, Bekitzur.
Good question, Basar B'Chalav, because he fed them Basar B'Chalav.
There's 33 answers to that question. How Avraham Avinu, but that's next week's parasha. But no, I got that one before. Why a tent, not a house? Why was he hosting Arabs? All sorts of stuff like that. I love it. Yeah.
They weren't really Arabs. There was no Arab nation until later.
No, but it says they were dressed like Yishmaelim. They were Yishmaelim, so.
Arabim,
yeah. Arabim just means like people from Arabia. So, which is weird because if they were really Arabs, Arabs are not Oved Avodah Zarah. And Avraham Avinu was choshed otam. He says that he had to, he told him to wash their feet because he was choshed that they were Oved Avodah Zarah. So it wouldn't make sense. They were actually, it can't be that they were Muslims because Islam only came up like 4,000 years later. You know what I'm saying? Like, so the whole thing is.
Back then, Aravim were Oved Avodah Zarah.
Yeah, yeah. Aravim just meant geographically people from Arabia. It didn't mean like Muslims. It's just what it meant. Anyway, but it's not a good answer for them. Now he says, Vayter.
Rabbi, did we see
Emma Flocket
about...
They
could not be Ishmaelite, because
Ishmael
himself was...
Yes, before. We said before, yeah. What did he say?
He was 13.
If we need
Yadayim Mochekot or not, did we see this Mochekot already?
What?
If Yadayim Mochekot
or not. Not yet. The Gemara is going to quote it. Okay, says the Ran Rabbi Isai. Yes, Ezran. El achya itmar ta'amad de'amar banam ran. Klomar, le'olam k'damrin ma'ikara. Really, like we said yesterday. D'chila amar she'ochal lecha mutar. If he didn't say she'ochal lecha mutar, there's no isur ana. V'ta'ama mishum de'la mashma de'amar asur. Da'vel hu yadayim she'enan mochichot. If he didn't say asur, it's yadayim she'enan mochichot. It's an unclear yad. V'lahavyan yadayim. Maybe it just means I'm not going to talk to you. And he's not asur even bedibur. This is the first pshat in the run. We don't know what did he mean. Did he mean for? Did he mean isur hana'a? Did he mean isur dibur? And therefore, since we don't know, yad she'en mochiach, and says Shmuel, when you don't know and it's yad she'en mochiach, what do you do? Batel umbutal. ולכל חד וחד אבל הוא ידיים שאין מוכיחות. וכיוון דתעמי דשמואל משום דקסבר ידיים שאין מוכיחות להביאן ידיים. לקה למפרח עלה מברייתא. You cannot ask from the ברייתא why. דכיוון דפלוגתא דתנאהי. יהבין ידיים מילה. איקה למימר דתנא דברייתא. סבירה לדה אביאן ידיים. ושמואל דייק ממתניתין דלהביאן ידיים דלעיל כפרחין בברייתא. היינו משום דבר לסבירה לן דאפילו ידיים נמי להווה. We thought originally it wasn't even ידיים. But now what do we ask them? Oh, what about the ברייתות? He says, "We don't for me. I understand from the Mishnah like me that Yadayim She'enan Mochichot doesn't work. The Baraitot are other Tanaim. Okay, so it's Machloket Tanaim, but you don't have a question on me from that. That's one opinion that when there's Yadayim She'enan Mochichot according to Shmuel, what is it? Nothing. Opinion number two that the Ran brings down, which the Rambam holds also. Ve'ika man de'amar de'bemudrani himach, even without Shochal lecha afilu l'Shmuel asur li'shtauye bahade. He's not allowed to talk to him. ומופרשני למעיבד מסע ומתן, מופרשני can't do business, בהדה. ומרוחקני למקם בדלת עמות דילה. And מרוחקני means he can't stand in the four עמות. והיינו אסור דברייתא. That's the אסור דברייתא means, ושמואל אכילה קאי. When the Shmuel said that it's nothing, with regards to eating, but with regards to the things that it actually means, even Shmuel will be modeh, according to this opinion, that it'll be אסור לומר, דלא מסתברא, דלא מצר באכילה, עד שיאמר שאני אוכל לך, שאני טועם לך. וייטר. אוי תתזיס. וייטר, says the Gemara. Okay, so now, right now, Shmuel's off the hot seat. We just resolved the Mishnah according to Shmuel. Shmuel holds, ידיים שאני מוכיחות is not ידיים, and that's why really in order to make it מוכיחות, you have to finish off the sentence and say,
שאני אוכל לך,
שאני טועם לך. Says the Gemara. Lema kasavar Shmuel yadayim she'en mochichot lavian yadayim. Perhaps based on this, we should conclude that Shmuel holds yadayim she'en mochichot is not yadayim. Says the Gemara, "Yup, in you're right. It's not a question." The Gemara called its own bluff. The Gemara says, "Yes, you're right. Shmuel holds yadayim she'en mochichot is not yadayim." How do we know? Shmuel mokim la lematnitin k'Rabbi Yehuda de'amar yadayim she'en mochichot lavian yadayim. There's machloket tanaim and gitin, which we'll see in a moment, whether or not Yadayim she'en mochichot works. We already saw that from the Ran that there's machloket tanaim. Rabbanan say yadayim she'en mochichot works. Rabbi Yehuda says it doesn't work. Therefore, what? Shmuel understands our Mishnah Nedarim to be following the shita of Rabbi Yehuda that yadayim she'en mochichot does not work. What is the makor of this machloket Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda? Says the Gemara.
The opinion that says yadayim she'en mochichot works.
Rabbanan.
Be for the neder. Not only
for the speaking or working. Correct. Now let's see. Says the Mishnah Ditnan. There's Mishnah and Gitin. Gufo shel get. What is the primary text of a get? Hare at muteret lechol adam. All you need to write is that you are mutar to all people.
Which means, even though it doesn't say necessarily what you're divorcing her with, we understand from this text that you're the one who's divorcing her. That's the Chachamim. That means Yadayim She'enon Mochichot, even though it's not so specific that you're using the text of the get to divorce her, the Chachamim say Yadayim She'en Mochichot is good. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, that text won't cut it. You have to be much more specific to create Yadayim. What do you have to say? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, V'den Dihevi Lechi Minai, this document should be from me to you, Sefer Teruchin Ve'igeret Shevukin, a book of divorce and a letter of leave, which means what? What do you have to write in the get? You have to specify that you're using it to divorce her. So what does that tell you about Rabbi Yehuda? Yadayim she'en machichot, enam yadayim, and therefore Shmuel holds like that, and he will then apply shitat Rabbi Yehuda, the yadayim she'en machichot, enam yadayim, to our Mishnah and Gitin in Nedarim, slicha, that tells me what? That without finishing the sentence, it's a garnished. Says the Gemara, hey, wait a second. Amai dachik Shmuel leukma lematnitin ke Rabbi Yehuda, lokma ke Rabbanan, af al gav den yadayim ochichot. What's Shmuel's big thing to twist the Mishnah or to limit the Mishnah to Rabbi Yehuda, who's the minority opinion, and say yadayim shen mechichot doesn't work and that's why you have to finish the sentence? Why can't he just say like the Rabbanan, the yadayim shen mechichot work, and therefore mudrani mimcha is asur behana'a, and if you finish the sentence shen yochal lecha, it's asur only ba'achila. Why? What's his problem? What's Shmuel's problem to say that the Mishnah is the Rabbanan, the Yadayim Shen Mechichot works, and therefore what should be the case in our Mishnah? If the Rabbanan are right, and if the Rabbanan apply to our Mishnah, what does that mean about Mudrani Mimcha alone? That it's enough to create Yisur Hana'ah? Why does Shmuel severely limit the authorship of the Mishnah to Rabbi Yehuda, and not broaden it to include the Rabbanan, who say Yadayim Shen Mechichot, Havyan Yadayim. Why only Rabbi Yehuda? Says the Gemara, you know why? Amar Rava, Matnitin Keshite. There's wording in the Mishnah that's problematic for Shmuel that says it's got to be Rabbi Yehuda. Amai Tane Shani Ochal Lecha, Shani To'em Lecha, Litne Shani Ochel, Shani To'em, Shema Mina Ba'in Yadayim Mechichot. Why does it end off, the Mishnah ends off by saying, Shani ochel lecha, that I'll, mudrani mimcha shani ochel lecha, mudar, from eating from you, or from tasting from you. Why do you have to say lecha? Why lecha? Lecha makes it what? A specific yad. According to the Rabbanan, you wouldn't have to say lecha, even if you just said, mudrani mimcha she'ochal. We know, based on who you're talking to, that yadayim shen mechichot dictates that what? We know we're talking about you. Why did the Mishnah go the extra mile to add in the word lecha to teach me specifically that what? Yadayim she'enon mochichot don't work. You got to make it mochiach. It's got a yad, which means it's a partial dibur. But even the partial dibur got to be what? Clear and specific. And therefore, our Mishnah, perforce, says Shmuel, is like Rabbi Yehuda, not like the Rabbanan. By the way, the Ran's going to explain right now, we're going to see, that not only is Shmuel saying that the Mishnah follows Rabbi Yehuda as if it's some abstract thing, the Mishnah follows Rabbi Yehuda, but not me, no. Shmuel means the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, and I hold lehalacha, Rabbi Yehuda, the Yadayim She'enon Mechichot is not Yadayim, which we're going to see in a moment, is not only Machloket Tanaim, it's also Machloket Amoraim. We're going to see if they're interconnected in a moment, but let's see the Ran. It's a little bit of a longer Ran, but don't worry. When we see long Ran's, this is what I'm telling you for the whole Masechet. Just like Tosfot, don't get caught up in the nitty-gritty if you don't understand every detail, because he's bringing random sugiyot, not random, but sugiyot that we're not necessarily holding. Try to get the point that the Ran's trying to make. Let's see what he says. Says, yeah. Taiti?
Yeah.
Rakiti. Yeah, says the Ran. Lema kasavar Shmuel v'chule en Shmuel in. Shmuel mokila lematnitin kerabi Yehuda, klomar. In vaday achisvirale, certainly he holds like that. Shmuel demokel lematnitin k'Rabbi Yehuda, gufo shel get hareat muteret lechol adam vela tzarich lemichtav veden. You don't have to write the other sentence that this is for me to you, a document of divorce. Debela veden, not vedin. Vedin means judgment in Aramaic. Veden, what does den mean in Aramaic? Ze. Den means ze. Veden ze yehe lach mimeni. That's what it means. According to the Chachamim, you don't need to put that sentence in. Debela veden, by the way, in Aragitin, we write both. אתה ביוצא עוד השיטות. ודין משמע דבהי גיטה מגרש לה, ואי הוא כמגרש לה. He's doing the divorcing, the ידיים שהן מוכיחות, אביין ידיים. That even if it's not מוכיח, according to the Rabbanan, it works. רבי יהודה אומר, ודין, you got to add in that line. דילה כתוב ודין, if it doesn't say ודין, אביין ידיים שאין מוכיחות, דדין מה בדיבורה מגרש לה כדלקמן. Perhaps he's divorcing her only with words. ומדמרין עליהם כסבר שמואל משמע, ודאי דסביר לשמואל גופי הכי. Not only the Shmuel said, רבי יהודה is the Tana of the Mishnah, שמואל holds that רבי יהודה is my Tana and the Halakha. דלב לפרושי למתניתין בלחוד עתה. He's not only coming to explain the Mishnah. וכי תמה אם כן, הכי מקשינן ועמי דחי כשמואל ומוקילה למתניתין כרבי יהודה, נעמה דמישון דחי ספיר עלי, holds like that. Yeah, why does he have to say that? Perhaps he doesn't hold like him, says the Ran. לב קושיהי, דאילב דדאי כשמואל ממתניתין דעתה כרבי יהודה, if not for the fact that שמואל understood, derived from the Mishnah, that he holds like רבי יהודה, לא שביק רבנן ועביד כרבי יהודה. Without a reason, without paskening like Rabbi Yehuda, Shmuel would never understand the Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda, not like the Rabbanan. Obviously what? Why would he make the Mishnah like a Yachid, if not for the fact that what? That he himself held that way. V'achinami muchach b'perek hamad kiddushin. Now he's bringing a bunch of cases like this. Di Shmuel gufe hachi svirale. Yeah. דאמרין הנהתה, מה אומר לאישה, הרי את מקודשת, הרי את מאורסת, הרי זו מקודשת, וכן מגירושין, הרי את מגורשת. I'm just going to read through it because it's סוגיית that we're not holding. הרי את מותרת לכל אדם, הרי זו מגורשת, ומקשין הנהתה. דגמרה אסקס עובדר לממרה, דסבר שמואל ידיים של מוכיחות אבין הידיים, כלומר, מדכמה, הרי זו מקודשת, אף על גב דלה אמר לי, והתנן, האומר, אהה, הרי זה נזיר, והבינן בה, ודילמה אהה בתענית כאמר, ואמר שמואל, כשהיה נזיר עובד לפניו, דמשמע, דהלה באחי ותעתל, אבל הוא ידיים שאין מוכיחות ולא הבין ידיים. ומשנה אחד במה יסכין, דאמר לה, לי, על מה שמואל גופה סבירה לד, ידיים שאין מוכיחות להביא הנדיים. We see from those גמרות in קידושין, that שמואל himself holds, not just abstract, but he holds the מעשה, the ידיים שאין מוכיחות don't work. ויקה לקשויה. Says the Ran, I have a question. מדמרים פרק כל הגט. גבי מתניתין דהכותב תופסי גיטין, צריך שיניח מקום האיש. אמר שמואל וצריך שיניח מקום, הרי את מותרת לכל אדם, ואילו ודין לקה אמר. How come שמואל didn't say that when you're writing templates of גיטין, you have to leave out the space of writing ודין? It's part of the get. If he holds that you need it, then you should tell the sofer to what? When you're writing templates, leave that out. Alma li Shmuel la tzarech vedin. Apparently from the Gemara it seems that Shmuel himself doesn't need vedin. Oh, that's against what we said here, that Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yehuda. V'yesh lomar, the din ma Shmuel svira le, de afilu lema da amar yadayim she'en mochichot la'avi yadayim, gabe gitin la tzarech vedin. Perhaps by gitin he doesn't need it, doesn't need vedin. De bela vedin ava mochiach mishum de en adam megaresh eshet chavero, kedamin lekaman b'shma'atin. We're going to see another answer to that in the Gemara. Teda alecha. He says, I'm going to prove it to you. דהתם בקידושין עלה דהך דקאמר שמואל האומר לאישה הרי את מקודשת וכן בגירושין הרי את מגורשת שני להכה הכה מהסכן דאמר לה לי כלומר דאמר לה הרי את מקודשת לי ואילו גבי גירושין לה שני למידי he didn't give such an answer והבל אלה ממר בגירושין נמי דאמר ממני אלא שמה מנד בגירושין משום דין אדם מגרש אשת חברו כאילו אמר ממני נמי אבו ידיים מכוחות according to שמואל we see that even without saying that this is from me by גיטין it's still considered ידיים מכוחות because no you can't divorce your friend's wife. Inami, another answer to this question. יש לומר, דשמואל אפילו בגירושין נמי ספירלה דבעי דאמר ממני, וכי משנה הטם דאמר לה לי, הוא עדין בגירושין דאמר ממני. אלא דנקת חדה, דיינו רשע והוא עדין לספה, what we said by קידושין applies to גירושין as well. והי דלה אמר הטם בגיטין וצריך שיינך מקום ודין, משום דלה בעי לעיולי נפשי הטם בפלוק דד רבי יהודה ורבנן. He didn't want to bring out, he didn't want to bring in the מחלוקת ברבי יהודה ורבנן at all. ונקת עלי ודכולי עלמד, צריך שיינך מקום הרי מותר לכל אדם, והוא עדין לדרבי יהודה ושמואל, גופה דסבל הקוות עצר שיינך מקום ודין. טוב, that's a side הלכה, but באמת שמואל holds, like רבי יהודה, לידיים שאין מוכיחות, הביא הנדיים. רבותיי, time to get back into it. Next run, says the run, אמר רבה, מתניתין כשיטה. Are you getting to know the style of the run a little bit? The run is part פשט, and part? The run is kind of an interesting fusion of a Rashi in the פשט, and Tosfot in the Shas. Huh? But it's easier, it flows a little bit better than Tosfot.
This is yeah. How you write out all shas?
Yes. Yes. He always brings down the other Rishonim. This is the style of the Ran on his Perush of the Rif, if you look. Very interesting. Yeah, the Ran didn't write his Perush on the Rif on all Masachtot. He has Chidushim on many more Masachtot, but his Perush on the Rif on several Masachtot in Nashim and others follows this rubric.
And why only on the Rim did he write on the Gemara?
He didn't. Oh, I mean, yeah, I mean, this is chidushim. The Ran wrote chidushim on many masechtot of the Shas, but for whatever reason, the chidushim of the Ran on Masechet Nedarim was adopted in absence of Rashi, because I guess the Chachamim understood that he explained it the clearest. Yeah, and he also brings all of the shitot. Yeah, now says the Ran, verstehst? Chazak meod, Ran ayim shenanu, Sfaradi. He says, Amar Rava.
Malon Nisim.
Huh?
Malon Nisim.
No, he wasn't a Malon. Yeah. And he wasn't a Chafla either. He was a Rabenu. Yeah, whatever. You know, and it's interesting, in Lashon HaPoskim, Chalaf means a knife. A Shechita knife. So I don't know why they call it. Chalfa means...
Sharp.
Huh?
Sharp with your answer.
That's what it was? I feel like when you call somebody Chalfa or Mlo, it's not... I mean, it's just like a sign of respect. It doesn't mean he really knows anything.
Yeah.
It's like Mlo. It's like a...
That's the Arab was Khalifa. That's
oh, the caliphate? Like ISIS?
That's exactly
that. Wow. Yeah. Now, he says like this. Right.
Oh, I gave away it
online. He says... What do you have to know in order to be a Chalfa?
How to swing a sword.
Oh really?
it's just a word for that we use. It's not necessarily.
Mlo.
Yeah. Mister.
It's like sir. It's like knighted. Like he was knighted. Right. Mullahs. Yeah. So hala, Grand Mufti. Now he says the Ran. אמר רבא מתניתין כשיטה להתנה שאני אוכל ושאני טועם פירוש ואי הווה תנה אחי if it would have said that בלא לך if the משנה would have said אוכל אין טועם without לך ושמעין אין ידיים של מוכיחות אביה אין ידיים דף על גב דקבר אמר מודרני ממך דה סבירה ללשמואל דמתניתין חדה קטנה according to שמואל it's all one sentence because there's only one אסור אפילו אחי שאני אוכל בלא לך ידיים שאין מוכיחות נינו דאי כלם אמר אחי כאמר even if it didn't say לך how could I understand what he's saying מודרני ממך דלא משתעין בעדך יאכיל להיום או עד יום פלוני it could mean not a run on sentence but like a tanai I won't talk to you if I eat anything today or if I eat anything any day it could also mean I won't eat with you but since it could have multiple meanings what do we call that any wording any sentence fragments that could have multiple meanings what do we call that yadaim she'enan mochichot umishum achi tana bematnitin lecha that's why the mishnah davka said shani ochel lecha shani to'em lecha why he says להשמועין עד הטעמה דאמר לך האמר מודרני ממך שאני אוכל without לך לחייל נדרה כלל it won't work דאביין להו ידיים שאינו מכיחות ולאביין ידיים and after all of this says the Ran וקיים הלן the Ran throws in the הלכה as well what do we hold להלכה? כי שמואל דמודרני ממך לחודה למצער what does the Ran himself hold? That without just מודרני ממך without שאני אוכל לך is a garnished what does the Rambam hold? מודרני ממך alone is
דו
Can't talk to him. Now he says, Hilkach, Hada Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, Mudrani lecha shneim asurim, Mudrani mimcha hu asur v'chavero mutar, Dekamar, Mudrani lecha me'achila. It has to be that he said from eating. Hastama lamashma. Stama doesn't mean that. Da'amar asur, da'avalu yadayim shen mechichot, ve'lav nian yadayim, dekayim alan kerava, da'amar achi b'samuch. We're going to see that not only the Shmuel hold this, but Rava holds this also. Rava was Amura Batra, and anything Rava holds, we hold. Yeah? וכן דעת רמבן זן בהלכותיו. The Ramban holds the same way in his הלכות נדרים. Says the Gemara Vayter. Following up a similar מחלוקת. איתמר, ידיים שאין מוכיחות. אביה אמר, הביין ידיים. אביה says, it works. ורבה אמר, לא הביין ידיים. רבה says, it doesn't work. Which means רבה is automatically on whose side? שמואל. Says the Gemara, אמר רבה, it should say, רב עידי אסברה לי. Rav Ide explained this halacha to me. Where do we get this from? The Yadayim Shein Mochichot doesn't work. Amar Kira, Nazir Lehazir Ladonai. Makish Yadot Nezirut, Lin Zirut. Ma Nezirut Behafla'a, Af Yadot Nezirut Behafla'a. Which means, Rabotai, I'm going to tell you outside and then we'll see the Ran. Hafla'a means clarity of speech. Clarity of speech. Clear words. What's the halacha? There's Machloket Tanaim, but at least according to Rabbi Tarfon. Let's say, this is a case of Rabbi Tarfon, let's say you have a guy walking by, and a guy exclaims, he says, Ehe nazir im hu nazir. A person says to himself, I'll be a nazir if he is. Now, at the time that he said that, he didn't know if the guy was a nazir.
He finds out later that he is Nazir. Says Rabbi Tarfon, it doesn't work. Why? Because Nazirut requires what? Nazirut requires clarity. You can only say you want to be a Nazir like him if what? If at the time that you said that, you knew that he was a Nazir. But if you weren't sure, since you didn't have that clarity of speech, it doesn't work. Says Rava, Rav Ida taught me, just like you need clarity of speech by the actual Nazirut, you need clarity of speech also by what we learn out of the Nazirut, which is what? Yadot. Yad, we learn out of Nazirut. Nazir le-Hazir, we learn out of Yadot. Just like Nazirut itself requires clarity of speech, so too does Yadot Nazirut require clarity of speech. And that's why says Rava, Yadayim she'enan mochichot, enan yadayim. Verstehst? Let's see the Ram.
Only brought this example, or it's a
machloket Tanaim, but we're bringing Rabbi Tarfon as an example of clarity. Just like Itzumo, Etzim HaNezirut requires clarity, so does Yedot HaNezirut also require clarity. Yeah, says the Ram. Rabotai, stay with me. It's too early in the week to be tired. Now he says, weiter. Ma? Says the Ram. Itmar, yadaim sheinan mochichot v'chule, makish yedot nezirut linzirut, diyadot mi lehazir mafkenan lehu. We learn that yedot from the word lehazir, le'el. Ma nezirut be'afla'a, perush, de'amrina be'masechet nazir, de'amar bitarfon, de'mish ra'a chavero ve'amar, hareni nazir, im ze nazir, ve'lo ikir bo be'ota sha'a, she'ya nazir. At that moment, he didn't know if his friend was a Nazir. Afal pi shenoda le'achar miken shehu Nazir. Even if he finds out later that he is a Nazir, en nazirut chala alav. It doesn't work. Mishum de'be'idana de'kan nazar ba'ina nafla'a ve'leka. What's the reason? Because at the time, we need what? Clarity of speech at the time of nazirut. And you don't have that. Says the Ran on the top of Mishum Hachi, Amrinan, what do we say? On the top says the Ran of Vav, Ma Nezirut Behafla'a. Dainu Hach Hafla'a de Kamrinan, it's got to be clear. Af Yedot Nezirut Behafla'a. So to Yedot of Nezirut also, have to be clear. Velav Me'ach Hafla'a Gufe Kamrinan. Right? We're not learning from this Hafla'a alone. It's not derived from there. The Yachi Kra Lamali, what do we need a Pasuk for? Vechitesaka da'atin da'atif Yedot Nezirut Menezirut Gufe. Should Yedot ever be better than the actual Nezirut? El Hafla'a Chrite Kamrinan. The Shaycha Biyadot. What other hafla are we talking about? Ve'ainu she'yu yadot muflain umforashim. What does it mean? That even though yadot work, how do the yadot have to be? Clear cut and elaborate. That shelo mishtamea lishne panim. You know what that means?
You can't interpret it one way and the other way.
Can't be interpreted two ways. Umiu lerabbanan de palige hatam ale de Rabbi Tarfon. Like I told you, the rabbanan over there arguing Rabbi Tarfon ve'amre de benzirut la ba'ay hafla'a. Nezirut itself does not require clarity of speech. Leke kesha, ela hafla'a gufa dechtiva mitzirut liyadot bilchud atya de ba'ay hafla'a. Why does it, when we make this hekesh that we're saying, it's only according to Rabbi Tarfon, not according to the rabbanan, because the rabbanan themselves hold what by nezirut? That you don't need clarity of speech. It's learnt out from Ekesh. Now the Gemara, once we explain this machloket, Abaye v'Rava, what's the machloket Abaye v'Rava? Abaye says, Yadayim she'enan mochichot, havyan yadayim. Rava said, Yadayim she'enan mochichot, lahavyan yadayim. The Gemara will always do this. Hey, wait a second. If Abaye v'Rava are arguing about it, let's say that it's already precedented by the machloket. Tanaim. Which Tanaim? Chachamim Rabbi Yehuda with regards to get. Yeah. Let's. The Gemara will always try to find precedent by Machloket Amoraim in the Tanaim.
Why do we have? What about Shmuel? Shmuel was an Amora.
Yeah, but
Shmuel was a brother.
We'd rather have an even earlier precedent from the Tanaim.
No. Why does Abaye and Rava fight about this when you already have Shmuel?
Oh, we're gonna see. Says the Gemara, Lema biflukta de Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbanan kamipalge. Perhaps Abaye v'Rava are arguing about a prior machloket Tanaim, whether Yadayim Shena Mochichot works or not. Which one? The one we already saw. The Mishnah in Gitin, Ditnan, Gufo Shel Get, Hareat Muteret Lechol Adam. Which means the Rabbanan hold Yadayim Shena Mochichot what? Good. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, V'den Dievi Lechi Minai, Sefer Teruchin V'get Piturin V'geret Shebukin. Which means Rabbi Yehuda says you gotta really what? Specify, which means Yadayim Shena Mochichot, doesn't work. So therefore, what? It seems like what? Abaye holds like the Rabbanan, and Rava seems to hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Why don't Amoraim like when you do that to them?
Why don't Amoraim like when you precedent them with Tanaim?
They'd rather the whole Mishnah on their side. They can fit on
because
both sides.
What would they would rather you don't limit them to specific Tanaim. They would rather you accept their opinion as what? According to everybody. They don't like the Amoraim always try to fend this off, which is what they're going to do now. Because if you're limiting me to a certain Tana, that means other Tanaim are going to tell me
that I'm wrong.
That I'm wrong. I don't like that. I want all the Tanaim to tell me I'm right. Says the Gemara, Abaye de Amar ke Rabbanan, v'Ravata Amar ke Rabbi Yehuda. Perhaps that's it. Amar lach Abaye, Ana de Amre afilu le Rabbi Yehuda. I can hold even according to Rabbi Yehuda. How are you going to pull that off? Ad kan lakam Rabbi Yehuda ba'inyan adayim mochichot el agabe get de ba'inan kritut veleka. Says Abaye, you know when Rabbi Yehuda says you need yadayim mochichot? That's by a get. Where you need severance. You need there to be a severance between husband and wife. There you need it to be what? Says Rabbi Yehuda, crystal clear.
He says that even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that yadayim she'enan mochichot is nothing.
Elsewhere, no.
Besides
get. Nothing. That it does work. Yadayim she'enan mochichot works besides for get where it doesn't work because you need severance.
By get you need yadayim mochichot.
Correct. But everywhere else, perhaps Rabbi Yehuda holds. Misha Matle, did you ever hear from Rabbi Yehuda, besides for Gitin, anywhere else, the Yadayim Mochichot doesn't work? Therefore, Abaye says, you have no. What's our discussion over here?
Nedarim.
That's not what we said before by Shmuel. We said Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yehuda.
Everywhere, nachon. And Abaye will limit Rabbi Yehuda's negation of Yadayim Shen Mechichot that it doesn't work only to Gitin and nowhere else.
What he's doing is limiting Rabbi Yehuda, actually.
Now he says, Rega Shnia, V'Rava Amar, what's Rava going to do? Exactly the opposite. V'Rava Amar, Ana De'amre Afilu Le'Rabbanan, I say Yadayim Shonu Mechichot and I work even with Rabbanan. How does that work? Al Korchach Lakamre Rabbanan De'la Ba'ini Yadayim Mechichot Ela Gabeget De'in Adam Garesh Et Eshet Chavero. Aval Be'alma Mishamat Lehu. Rava says, where do we find that Rabbanan say that Yadayim Shonu Mechichot works? That's by get. You know why? Over there, you don't need yadayim mochichot. Because you're the only one, the only possible person in the world who could be divorcing your wife is whom?
You.
Is you. And therefore what? Even if the yadayim are a little bit unclear, but the fact that nobody else can divorce your wife does what to the yadayim? Yadayim shem mochichot, it works. But everywhere else, perhaps, where you don't have this svara, what's the halacha? Be'emet what? Yadayim shem mochichot would not work, and you need there to be clarity, like over here by Nedarim. So you see what each of the Amoraim does? Abaye pulls in Rabbi Yehuda to his side, and Rava pulls the Rabbanan to his side. The run on this, we'll see tomorrow, because it's pretty long, and it takes up half the daf of tomorrow, so we'll see that tomorrow. Baruch Adonai la'olam, amen ve'amen.